Thank you, Mr. Chair. The Campaign to Stop Killer Robots sincerely appreciates all the work that has gone into producing these recommendations and would like to provide a few brief comments on them. We welcome the recommendation to increase the period of time allocated to these GGE talks over the next 2 years. However, without a stronger mandate, we are concerned that this will mean 2 more years of talk without concrete actions. The recommendation to focus on normative and operational frameworks is unambitious to us because, as you know, we seek a legally binding instrument. In addition, it is still unclear what such frameworks actually are or what the timeframe should be for their negotiation. Constructive ambiguity may aid diplomacy here at the CCW, but will do little to quell growing public concerns and rising expectations that states will take strong action on this serious challenge. By accepting this vague recommendation, the GGE would embrace ambiguity, postpone decisions about the ultimate goal of this process, and fail to show a clear way forward for dealing with killer robots. Mr. Chair, we're deeply concerned by the downplaying of human control here at the CCW. The need to retain some form of human control over the use of force, the critical functions of weapon systems, has dominated discussions in this forum since the talks began in 2014. More than a dozen states have raised the importance of human control today, and we welcome the new reference to it in paragraph 24D of this latest draft report. Finally, we see very limited attention paid to ethical, moral, humanitarian, and human rights dimensions in these recommendations. The draft report calls for work into legal, technological, and military streams, but to us, downplays those broader considerations. The latest draft does add a reference to ethical acceptability, but we believe that much more attention should be drawn to these concerns that have been widely raised. Today, the Holy See and a dozen other states have referred to the need to address ethical and moral considerations. So we encourage high contracting parties to the CCW to be bolder and stronger, recommend a mandate to negotiate a legally binding instrument on lethal autonomous weapon systems, as so many have requested over the years. The CCW must produce a credible result. Thank you.